Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about Jesus as the great I am. And because he is, because he always has been, because he always will be, he is present in the midst of every good thing, in the midst of all aspects of our life. And so each weekday morning, we're taking a different look at the I am and his role in the things that we experience. And primarily looking at the authority that comes with him being the I am. And today we want to talk and pray about Jesus as the I am, who has the authority to forgive sin. Jesus is encountered with a man in need of healing. And we read a number of times where this occurs in one fashion or another, but this particular man, Jesus proclaims that this man's sins are forgiven. Gets the crowds, it gets the religious leaders murmuring about who this guy thinks he is, that he can forgive sin. There are times in the midst of this murmuring that Jesus will ask, what's easier to say? What's easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? Well, it's easier to say your sins are forgiven because there's not a real evident proof. You take it on faith. Just say get up and walk, and if the man can't walk, it's obvious you're a fraud. And so in Mark chapter 2, verse 10, we find Jesus saying, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Take up your mat and walk. It became proof that the people wanted. It wasn't proof that they really accepted. But the heart of the matter wasn't the ability of Jesus to forgive sin or to heal. That almost became a secondary element of the story. The heart of the matter that's really the most critical to you and to me and to all of those who live is his authority to forgive sins. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you live by faith, if your anticipation is an eternity with God as Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, you do so with an understanding and belief that your sins are forgiven. God cannot tolerate sin. Sin will not exist in his presence. And in order to be right with God, in order to be included in his dwelling, our sins must be dealt with. And within the Christian faith, we trust Scripture, we trust the Word of God, we trust the work of Jesus on the cross, the payment of our sin, the making us right with God, because we believe he has the authority to do so. And if we begin to dismiss his authority, we find ourselves on some pretty weak ground. And when we look to Jesus as the I Am, he invites us to himself and has the authority to make things right. What good would it do for anyone to invite a person to a place that they don't have the authority to issue the invitation? You know, I can say to a person, hey, why don't you come join me and we're going to go into D.C. and hang out in the Oval Office. And you can say, well, that would be cool. I'd really like to see the place and to sit there and to just experience all of it, and I don't have the authority to invite you into that place. We would get there and it would be discovered that I'm a fraud. And when Jesus invites us to know the cleansing power of his blood, to forgive us of all of the sins which separate us from God, he either has the authority to do that or he's a fraud. And thanks be to God that the I Am has been given authority. We talked about that. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to him. The authority to forgive sins is huge, because it sets us free from the bondage of that sin. I suspect that there's probably individuals that you know, individuals that I know, that are trapped because of something wrong that they've done, and the person that they've wronged continually holds it over their head. And in so doing, we discover the problem if Jesus does not have the authority to forgive sins. There's this debt that continually hangs over us that we can't resolve. But as I said, praise be to God, he has the authority to forgive sins, and his forgiveness separates that sin from us as far as the east is from the west, so that it is remembered no longer. It's not held against us. And we can accept that invitation to come home and know the pleasure of eternity in God's presence. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us those very things that we need in order to be made right with you. You've given us Jesus as the great I Am, the one that not only invites us into your presence, but has the authority to prepare us for your presence, to forgive the sin that separates us. And Father, today, as we live with a greater awareness of the I Am of forgiveness, may we be more involved in the way we forgive others, in the way we forgive ourselves. May we turn to you with a mind and heart that continually is seeking that which is good, that which is right, that which is holy, knowing that Jesus is the I Am, the one that makes it possible. And that it's by coming through Him and His invitation that we find the forgiveness of sin, which sets us free. And so, God, today, as we experience Jesus as the one who forgives, may we learn the practice of forgiveness. And in all of the forgiveness that we need and all of the forgiveness that we need to give, may we recognize Jesus at the center of all of it, so that we would lift Him up in all things, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.